Tell you, God's moving. God is moving. Starbucks this morning with a pastor friend of mine, sharing along the lines of all that we've been sharing and hearing what God has been saying to him and to his church. And of course, you know, when God injects a theme or a direction into the body of Christ, it doesn't just land in one place, but for the hearts of those that are humble and hungry and whose ears have been opened by the Spirit, they hear. And man, we were just having the best old time, and all of a sudden, right there in the middle of Starbucks, I just broke out prophesying. Glory to God. And I would start off in a conversation, but then the Spirit of the Lord said, you're prophesying. And I said, this is prophetic. This is real. I wished I had it on tape. It was good. But it just continued to say what we've been saying and what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's not so much what we're saying. We're just saying what he's saying. Amen. Amen. And, you know, saying what he's saying, you can't go wrong. You can't get off the beam, you know. You start saying what man's saying, then, you know, it's kind of wishy-washy. Hallelujah. Well, love on somebody real quick as you sit down. Lord's given me a word. I want to share it with you tonight. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Hallelujah. We sort of pull this. You know, when I was asked to bring the word tonight, having pastored for as many years as I've pastored and have kept books and books and notebooks and more notebooks and I don't know what all of messages, that it would have been easy to have probably gone and looked up a message that I've preached before and you know, made it easy. But you know, we don't need yesterday's manna. We need fresh manna. We need the manna that is falling now. And you remember how powerful that manna was. That as long as they didn't despise what God was providing for them, and get in the carnality of self, and that's exactly what it happened, you know, when they begin to crave meat. Give us meat, meat. We don't want manna, we want meat. And of course, you know, the root word there for meat is, as we've said many times before, carne, which means flesh. And, you know, that's why when you see chili con carne, it's chili with meat, chili with, you know, flesh. And, but as long as they were partakers of the manna in the principle and order that God had ordained for them, you know, their clothes didn't wear out, their shoes didn't wear out, they didn't stop growing. I mean, you know, but even as they grew, the sufficiency of God was there to meet the need, and that hadn't changed. That hadn't changed a bit, you know, today. And so, you know, we need to understand that the manna that we are receiving from God, you know, we don't need to look for anything else. We need to be partakers of that, and receive the benefits from it, because there are benefits. But the greatest benefit is that we're privileged to be able to come into the presence of God and worship and adore Him. So as I was seeking the Lord tonight, and since we are not clock watchers anymore, I'm going to endeavor to give you everything I feel like the Lord has given me tonight. But I heard in my spirit when I said, Lord, you know, what am I going to speak tonight? Three words came up. It said, Uzziah must die. Uzziah must die. Some of you are saying, who is Uzziah? Well, look at Isaiah chapter 6. In verse 1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, this is Isaiah writing, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. You know, I read an interesting story, it said, about a man by the name of Reginald Heber, who pastored an Anglican church back in the 1800s, 1811, 1821. His dad had pastored before him, and the Anglican church, of course, became what's known as the Church of England. And the Church of England split off from the Catholic Church, of course, and they took a lot of the Catholic rituals and so forth with it. And part of that was that they didn't sing hymns. They chanted, and they did the things where, you know, the priest calls out something and, you know, they repeat it back and forth, back and forth. But there was something in this man's heart that wasn't satisfied with where he was or what was going on. He knew there was more, and he wanted more, and he began to seek God. He began to seek His face. He began to call out for God's glory to be revealed in the midst of this situation. And his desire for God and to be in the presence of God and to see the glory of God inspired him to write 57 hymns. Now, the sad thing was they were never sung, because the Anglican Church, you know, didn't allow it. They hadn't progressed to that point to where they had songs or hymns or music sung in their midst. So, you know, he packed away his hymns and eventually sailed away to India to become a missionary there for a few short years, laboring intensely, and at the age of 42, he died. His hymns were found later on and published after his death. And perhaps you've heard the one that decrees this. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 sing it with me, merciful and mighty God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. Listen to the graduation. Holy, 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 all the saints adore Thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before Thee, who was and is and evermore and evermore shall be.
Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy. There is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and unity. And then the last verse. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sea, sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
See, church, this is what true worship does. It ushers you into the very throne room of God. And it allows you to see his goodness and hear him proclaim his name. In Exodus 33, verses 18 and 19, Moses had asked the Lord, or had asked Jehovah God, he said, show me your glory. And he said, I'll cause my hind parts, show you my goodness to pass before you. And he said, I'll proclaim my name before you. And you know, he's proclaiming his name before us. Isaiah 45, 5 and 6 from the NIV reads this. It said, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you've not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people will know that there is none beside me. God is about to show up and show out. Glory to God. Amen. So that people will know. Doesn't make any difference if they wear turbans around their head. It doesn't matter if they go into places with half moons over their building. It doesn't matter what it is. God is going to show up, and the world is going to know that there is no God but him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening around this world. You heard a testimony to it on Sunday morning here. But in Isaiah chapter 6, where we were in the beginning, let me give you a little bit of history here so that you'll understand about Uzziah. Judah's king, Uzziah, had died at this particular time. But since the time of Solomon, there had not been a good king in reality until now. And Uzziah was a good king. They had not known another like him since Solomon. He was an efficient administrator. He was an able military leader. And under his leadership, Judah had grown and had flourished. And how easy it must have been to have become so self-sufficient and so at ease in Zion to where, you know, your hopes and your trust and your focus gets put onto a leader or a king like that. And so now he's dead. And as long as he lived, Assyria, who wanted more than anything to attack and take Judah, had heard the news, and they were arrayed outside the gates, and they were ready to come, and they were ready to invade. And the people were put into confusion. They didn't know what to do. And the prophet Isaiah, who had been Uzziah's prophet, who had dwelt in the palace, began in his confusion to try to find an answer. And the Bible said he went to church. He went to the temple. And when he entered into the temple, when he walked in there, he walked into the presence of God. When he walked in there, he walked into a vision that he had never seen before. You see, it said in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord. And he said, I saw him high and I saw him exalted. I saw him seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Church, if you've got ears to hear and you can understand discernment here, can you see what was taking place? I mean, we've been preaching and we've been talking about this week after week. We've been talking about change. We've been talking about transformation. We've been talking about growth. We've been talking about revival. And what we're seeing here is the symbolism of a dying king leading to the vision of the living God. Hallelujah. Uzziah must die. Amen. A dying king brought reign to a vision of a living God. And the vision of his splendor and his awe and his majestic holiness that surrounded the very throne where he sat. He saw the revelation of God in a way that he had never seen him before. I'm sure that he had read the writings before time, and I'm sure he had a concept and an idea, and perhaps one time he might have, before he allowed himself to become comfortable there in the palace, had a fiery relationship with God. And you read the first five chapters of Isaiah, and you can tell that this is true because he prophesied and wrote some wonderful and great things there. But listen, he needed to see God in all of his glory. Because this is what brings us to true worship. This is what brings us to the place to where we want to leave something in order to gain something. To where we want to drop something in order to pick up something. Something that is not just going to be temporary, you see, but it's something that's going to be not only life-changing, life-altering, but it's going to be something that's going to keep us and sustain us and lead us through life. And this is the presence of God. Let me give you a revelation or a meaning that came to me of what the glory of God. The glory of God is the manifestation and revelation of his love in the radiance of his power and splendor. Let me say it again. The glory of God is the manifestation and revelation of his love in the radiance of his power and splendor. I mean, even know that Isaiah's whole life changed when he saw the Most High God seated on his heavenly throne. I mean, his awesome vision of God pierced him through like a sword. And in his dying self, now get that, in his dying self, he cried out. In the NIV, he said, "Woe, woe." And that word woe means great sorrow or distress. He said, "Woe to me." Notice he didn't say, poor me, why me? He said, woe is me. He said, I'm ruined. This is NIV. I'm ruined. And that word ruin means to be undone. It means to be destroyed. And how many of you know that the flesh has to be destroyed? How many of you know the flesh has to be ruined? It has to be undone in order for God to be able to rule and reign supreme in our life, in order for us to dwell in his presence, in order for us to see his glory revealed in our midst, not just in our church services, but in our homes or wherever we may go. You know, we read about great revivals that took place and have taken place across our nation and across and around the world. And you know, I've read of Billy Sunday's meetings and different ones where the power of God was so strong and people were coming and, as was mentioned on Sunday, spending all day in church and ministering to the Lord, and the power of God was doing the miraculous, so much so that bars were closing down because they didn't have any business, and cotton mills couldn't run because none of the hands, they were afraid somebody was going to get hurt because they were so drunk in the spirit from being in those meetings. They were wobbling up and down the aisles there with all the machinery and thing, and they had to shut down the cotton mills and some of the industrial areas there because of it. Well, listen, church. That hasn't changed as far as God is concerned. I mean, he's the same God that moved in that situation, and the same God that's moving right here, right now. And the point is that you cannot allow the flesh to rule in attitude, in action, in your heart. Uzziah's got to die in you. And if he doesn't die in you, God can't live in you. Hear what I'm saying? If Uzziah doesn't die in you, God cannot live in you. He said, I'm undone, I'm destroyed, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. I want you to notice that he wasn't cautious in his confession. He didn't try to water down his repentance. He didn't say, well, I wouldn't be in this predicament if it wasn't for the people around me. After all, they have unclean lips too. He didn't say it's the pressure of my society and all the things that I encounter on the outside that makes me sin. No, he took full responsibility. And until we take full responsibility and go right straight to the point of what it is, the X, Y, Z in thee that needs to be changed and in me that needs to be changed, and bear it open before God, it'll never change. Because it doesn't matter. You can make all the resolutions you want to make. You can do all the things that you want to do to make change and as far as these things go. But until Uzziah dies in your life, the change will never come. It will not come. I read a little thing, and said, it's so easy to point fingers. It's so easy to pass blame. It's so easy to smoke screen behind these things to keep ourselves from exposure to the light of God through his word and through his presence in order for us to be made clean, to be made whole. And to be made whole is not just to have all of your limbs, not just to have all of your facilities. To be made whole means that your body, soul, and spirit, or your soul, spirit, and body is all made complete in him. And so, they said that there were two mysterious people that live in our house, or my house. They said, one is somebody, and the other is nobody. Somebody did it, but nobody knows who. And, that's the way a lot of times it is with our attitude towards, things that go on in our life or things that happen when we really and truly don't want to give it over. It's easy to allow these mysterious people to abide. Well, it's their fault. It's not mine. But that can't happen. But what I want you to see in this, and what is so precious and beautiful about this, was God's response. What was God's response to Isaiah coming and repenting before him? You see, Isaiah didn't just have one vision. He had three. The first one was he saw God. The second one was he saw himself. And when he saw himself, he didn't like what he saw, because he wasn't looking at himself through his own mirror. He was looking at himself through God's mirror. And there was nothing hidden. Everything was laid bare. Everything was exposed. And how many of you know that when everything is exposed, when things are laid bare, when God puts his finger on there, then the ball's in your court. The choice is in your court. You are the one who has to make the choice. So God's response was this. He didn't chastise him. He didn't say, well, we can't use you anymore, bud. I mean, you were good there for a while, but, you kind of got off the beam. So, we're going to have to bench you, and, we'll raise somebody else up here. No, he sent a seraph. He sent a heavenly being with a burning, and the way God gave it to me, with a burning coal of grace. Glory to God. And placed it on his lips. But it wasn't just his lips that started to burn. I believe that all of a sudden his heart became ablaze again. Glory to God. His heart began to blaze again. And all of a sudden, with his heart ablaze, glory to God. It's the same thing between you and I in our situation. Grace, when God gives us grace, and, it was so wonderfully and beautifully put, the other, on Sunday, we were talking about grace, grace, grace. And even before anything was said, I had talked to the worship team back there, and I'd gotten up that morning, and what came onto my spirit was that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And the more I thought about it, was, God, just how amazing your grace really is. How amazing your grace really is. As we've said before, to reach down into the guttermost and raise us to the uttermost in Him. I mean, you know, that's God's amazing grace, church. And you see, grace is like having, when God gives grace to you and I in a situation, it's like having that burning coal placed against our own lips. And when that happened, God's astonishing goodness, His goodness, the goodness that was revealed there to Moses, the goodness that he saw, God is a good God. God is a good God, and you need to tell Him that every day, that affirm that in your own heart. God is a good God. God is a good God. You're so good. You're so good. You know, and when he saw that, all of a sudden it was that he had the third vision. He saw God, he saw himself, and then he saw others. And when he saw others, he heard a voice saying, "Whom shall we send and who will go for us? Whom shall we send and who will go for us?" And he said, "Here am I. You don't have to look any further. I'm ready to go. Just point me in the direction. Open the door. Make the way. I'm ready. Here am I. Send me at this point in time." You see, here again, God told Moses in chapter 33 of Exodus in verse 20, NIV, he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." No one may see me and live. Now, I believe that to be true today, and not in the sense of dying in your natural body and dying into your natural self, but I believe dying in your sense-ruled, self-ruled self, that you cannot behold God in His glory. You cannot come into the manifest presence of God without this dying, without this being attacked by the very light and the glory of His presence. When we see His face, as we've said again and ministered the other day from what Paul said, as we behold His face, that we're changed, as what John said, the decreasing in order to increase and so forth, and we know that it's true. But you cannot absolutely, truly come into the place of worship with God within the Holy of Holies, within the veil. You can't come from the outer court into the inner court, into the most holy place, without dying to sense and dying to self. Something will take place. Something will happen, just as it did with Isaiah. Look at Isaiah 60 and 1, please. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version. And I love the way the Amplified put this. God told Moses in Isaiah 61. From the Amplified Version, it says, "Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you," and I put a little addendum there, "like prisoners." Like prisoners. "Arise from the depression." How many of you know that when something's depressed, I mean, it's pushed down. It's held down. Amen. It stays under the circumstance. It stays under. It's not rising above. When something is prostrated, it's laid out. It's not up. It's not moving. He said there's got to be a change of position. You've got to, something's got to move. You've got to move. You cannot come to the place of God's glory. He said, "Arise out of that place. Come out of that place of being under and depressed and prostrated under the circumstances and the cares of this life and all this thing. It's kept you there like prisoners. You've been prisoners of this. And because of this, you have not been able to rise to a new life." And that's His desire, because that's the next thing He said. Rise to a new life. Rise to a new life. And then He said, "Shine. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord." Well, how can you be radiant with the glory of the Lord without being in His presence? Without seeing His glory, how can you be radiant? There's no way. He said, for your light has come. Your light has come. He said, the revelation is before you. It's around you. Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This is exactly what I believe that we are experiencing today. The call of the Spirit to the church is to arise, to change that position that you've been in of being a mouse and become the church that I've called you to be. Amen. You know, I've thought about all these different situations that have taken place in our country and how that it just took one woman and a few backers to get prayer out of school altogether. How that it just takes one to stand up and protest, and all of a sudden a principal of the school declares everything in there that, you know, has to do with God or has to do with any kind of religion is no longer there. Even the silliness of a holiday, you know, that they say, oh, well, because, you know, somebody might be offended. I believe that we have been so afraid, and I believe it's the fear of man, so afraid. You know, everybody, well, who's listening to our conversations? I mean, you know, is the NSA out there? Is this happening? Is that happening? What's going on? We don't want to say anything too loud. Somebody might misunderstand what we're saying. They might mistake us, and we might get accused. I was talking to a pastor on the mainland today, and they have a skating rink and with their church. And so a couple of weeks ago, one of their skate nights there, Friday and Saturday, they opened it up at night and used it as an evangelism tool as well. There was a little boy there that was misbehaving. And so one of the chaperones there called out to him and told him to stop the language he was using. And just, you know, an elementary school kid. And so he turned real quick, and when he did, his skates went out from under him. He fell. Well, he went home and he told his mom that the lady pushed him down and laid her hands on him and pushed him down because, you know, the next thing you know, you've got the law out there and the police, and you've got the parents, and you've got all these other people, and they're all clamoring for blood, and you've got Child Protective Services, and, you know, all this stuff lining up. And they came and, you know, they were questioning this and questioning that. He said, well, let's solve all these problems right here. He said, we record everything that goes on up here. He said, let me play this tape back for you. So they played the tape back, and the mom and the dad and the little boy was there, and then the lady who was there, the investigator and so forth, was with them. They played the tape back, got to that point there, and, of course, it plainly showed that the lady yelled out to him to watch his language, and that he turned to see who yelled, slipped, and fell. And the mom and dad said, you said that she pushed you down. She wasn't even anywhere near you. And so they took him out there and whooped his little butt out in the parking lot out there and right in front of the Child Protection Agency. So, you know, for lying. But you see, that's the thing, you know, because the devil, the enemy today, has brought such a spirit of intimidation, seemingly, upon the church to where it's held us back. But it's time. The word in the church and the spirit is saying, arise. Come up out of this place. Change your position. And begin to shine like you're supposed to. Not like polished brass, but like the gold that you are. Shine. For your light is come. I brought light into your midst. And now you are light bringers and light distributors. Amen. For the glory of the Lord, he said, is risen around you, is risen about you. Well, what greater protection could we possibly have than to have the glory of God surrounding us? The glory of God covering us. The glory of God going before us and making ways and opens doors. What greater protection could we possibly have? Hallelujah. Why is God revealing himself so around the globe, church? In and through his glory. And you know, the word said there'd be signs in these days and wonders and things that people couldn't explain. And you know, and people would see them and would have life-changing and life-altering experiences. And as you've heard and as you know, and as the pastor I was having coffee with this morning and so forth was saying, they're happening. They're happening all over the world. All over the world. They're happening in our nation. They're happening in other nations. And, you know, there'll be testimonies of things that are happening here that are unexplained. You know, I mean, the kind of services that we're having, the kind that we're going to have. You know, before time, you've heard me say it, that, you know, people could go out and somebody say, oh, you know, what went on in church today? Well, the preacher preached, you know, the sung a few songs, preacher preached, took the offering, did the announcements, and, you know, and that's about it. But, you know, I believe that this thing is going to become so, so heavy. Amen. With the presence of God. Yes. With the glory of God. Yes. That when you go out with that high pro glow on your face. Amen. When you go out with the glory squishing out of your pores and somebody says, well, how was church? What happened in church today? And God. I mean, that's all you can say. I mean, you know, that's all you can say. I believe that he is revealing itself so that the church can rise to a new life and begin to shine with the glory of God. Revival, in its simplest terms, simply means this, an awakening. An awakening. An awakening. What happened in Isaiah? There was an awakening. There was an awakening. He saw God. He saw himself. He saw the change that needed to be made. He made the changes. Amen. And he was prepared and ready for what lay ahead of him. And we have got to see the light that comes. When it comes, darkness is exposed. And you know, that's why so many try to hide in the light. It's because when the light comes and they begin to realize that, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to have to either fess up and change or I'm going to have to be like the cockroach. You know, have you ever walked in? And of course, I know your houses are clean. Mine is too. But there have been those situations in times past, especially in Lahaina there, when you could turn the light on and all of a sudden all you saw was things scattering here and there. The next thing, they were gone. They ran from the light. They ran from the light. And that's what darkness does. Darkness runs from the light. Darkness can't stay where light is. And the brighter the light, and the more that it increases, the greater the glory, the less the darkness. You've heard me use this illustration real quick, and let me use it again. You know, it's kind of like you're in a restaurant somewhere, and, you know, usually at the tables, if you're in a decent restaurant, especially at night, you know, the light's not all that great. You may have candlelight or whatever, or if there's track lighting, it's kind of dim, and you drop something on your shirt and, you know, and on your, if you wear ties, we don't wear ties anymore. I got more ties than Neiman Marcus, and I don't even wear them. But the point is, and that used to be my daughter's favorite thing, because she used to wait for this to happen, because it didn't make any difference wherever we went to eat. She waited because she knew that I was going to drop something on my tie and took the greatest delight in that. I don't know, she's weird, but anyway. took the greatest delight in that. But the point I'm trying to make is this, is if you drop something on there, usually the natural tendency, especially if you're going somewhere else and you don't have a shirt to change in or whatever it is, you know, you take your napkin. If you've got a cloth one, don't do it with a paper one. But if you've got a cloth one and you kind of dip it in your water glass there, you know, where nobody's looking, and, you know, you do this number here and so forth, and then you look at it and say, oh, okay, I got it. I think, that's it. And so as you start out the place there, the closer you get to the door, the brighter the light comes. And, you know, just self-consciously, you look down again and you look, and you, oh, wait a minute, I didn't get it all, did I? So you pop into the restroom there, and hopefully they've got the cloth, you know, things that you pull down. So you wet the end of that, and you do this again like that. And, you know, you look, you say, oh, okay, well, that got it. And then you step out the front door and you're in the sunlight. Now you're in a different light now. You're in a light that reveals. And self-consciously you look again, you realize there's still just a little bit of something there that needs to go. And I know that some of you have gone great transformation, but maybe there's still just a little something there that needs to go. And that's why the light's coming. It's not coming to condemn you. It's not coming it's coming to confront you. Amen. Because it wants to change you. Because until you are genuinely changed and you become lighted from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you can't be affected. There is a great harvest. The word continues to speak of it. In fact, he said, thrust in the sickle and reap. And there's going to be a reaping, a great reaping. Glory to God. And I'm going to prove that in just for you just here in just a minute here. But the point is this. Even though light is a revealer, hear me, even though light is a revealer and light will reveal, light is also a healer. Light is also a healer. It reveals, but it also heals when you come to that place to where you can be open and honest and lay it all bare before God. Amen. Look at Ephesians 5, verses 13 and 14. From the Amplified. This is cool. Ephesians 5, 13, 14. It said, but when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light. Therefore, he says, awake, O sleeper. We're talking about changing positions again. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine, make day dawn upon you, and give you light. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is why Uzziah, the king of self, must die. He must die. Only then can we shout as David shouted in Psalms 24:7 through verse 10. I'm going to read this from the New International Revival Reader's Version. David said, open wide, you gates. Open up, you age-old doors. Then the King of Glory will come in. He's not going to come in. He's not going to force his way in. Jesus even said himself, said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open unto me, I will come in. You see, when you open up, you expose everything that's in your house. I mean, it's there. I mean, you know, and it doesn't matter if you threw things under the bed before you let him in or in the closet. I mean, it's there. And the same thing is true here. He said, open wide you gates, open up you age-old doors. Then the King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord who is strong and mighty. The Lord who is mighty in battle. Open wide, you gates. Open wide, you age-old doors. Then the King of Glory will come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord who rules over all. He is the King of Glory. Glory to God. And do you know what the results of all of that is? For the church and for whatever it is that you have placed before God and have given to him. Look one more time to Isaiah chapter 60, verses 3 and 4. This is the results of revival. This is the results, church, of letting the light come. This is the results of letting the glory of the Lord set upon you, rise upon you. This is the result of opening the doors of your life and letting him in. This is the result of Uzziah dying. From the Amplified. And nations shall come to your light. Nations shall come to your light. Have you ever turned your light on and there'd be a little, what we call a candle fly or little moth in your house. What does he do? Heads for the light, drawn to the light, drawn to the light. Amen. Well, what's going to happen when you know, like one old preacher said, you get on fire, people come watch you burn. Amen. What's going to happen when the light comes? Nation will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about you and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. And let me add, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Amen. Your sons shall come from afar. All of those wayward kids out there, all of those wayward children, all of those that you've been praying for and believing God for and confessing over, all of these. What did he say? He said, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried and nursed in the arms. This is the result of the glory. That sounds like revival to me, church. Yes. Sounds like revival to me. It sounds like the greater to me. Yes. Amen. It sounds like higher to me. Amen. It sounds like increase to me. Yes. You know, without a vision of who God really is, there is no real, true worship, church. In actuality, without seeing God, there's really no worship at all. It's the fact of who we see, not what we sing, but who we see, not what we play, but who we play for. Glory to God. And you see, this happens when anything or any person other than God becomes the center of your attention, whatever it is. This is why Uzziah must die, so that the glory of the Lord can rise among us. Song we sing, let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let it rise. But you understand what I say? You've got to let it rise. You've got to allow it to do so. And how do we allow it? Uzziah has to die. You have to make the decision. It's not God's decision to make. You have to make the decision to pull the plug. You have to make the decision to pull the plug. One of the hardest decisions I ever had to make in my life was to tell the doctors to basically stop the life support for my dad. And, it's not something I regret. It's just hard, difficult. And my brother wouldn't make it, couldn't make it. He left it to me to make it, evaluating everything, going to God about the whole situation, knowing what he was facing after losing the next leg. He'd already lost one. He's 81. His body was emaciated. Been no real quality of life. And I knew my dad. And so I made that decision. As the saying goes, and you know, it's ugly when you say it, pull the plug. But that's exactly what's got to happen. Yeah. If you've been keeping Uzziah on life support, you need to pull the plug. Yeah. You need to pull the plug. And not only pull the plug, you need to issue the DNR requirement. You know what DNR means, don't you? Do not resuscitate. Do not resuscitate. Don't feel sorry when you see him gasping the last breath. When Uzziah is there gasping that last breath and dying, and self is going, yeah, how could you do this to me? That's when you've got to look over at the doc and they're going, well, what? And, DNR, doc. DNR. DNR, Holy Ghost. Amen. Do not allow him to resuscitate. And then, and only then, with the glory of the Lord rise upon us. Amen. In the year, in the time that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we call for the death of Uzziah. We call for the death of self. We call for the death of self-rule, self-sufficiency. We call for the death, Father, of sense-ruled faith and understandings and, and decision makings regarding, Father, our relationship with you. We call for the death blow to be struck. And Father, we call for these things, Father, to lose their grip and their hold. And Father, as the songwriter said, that these things drop powerless behind us when we praise you, when we come into your presence, when we allow you, Father, to be the ultimate, the apex of our very existence. When we turn our eyes upon you and look full into your wonderful face, that all of these other things fade and pass away. They become of no consequence. They become of no count whatsoever in our lives, to where we can sing you, we worship you. Father, not what you can do, but who you are. Not what you've done, but Father, who you are. Father, that we can become so lost in the beauty, in the awesomeness, and the glory of your presence. Father, that all of these things that seem overwhelming and extreme, that, Father, we look at through natural eyes and we are tempted and we're pressured to act on our own, all of a sudden, Father, it all just makes sense because we know that it's you and that you are in control, that we are your child. And Father, even as Jesus said in Matthew 7, speaking about the Holy Spirit, he said that if any man would ask of a child of his father for a fish, would he give him a serpent? And if any man would ask of his earthly father for bread, would he give him a stone? And Father, we know the answer to that, not a good father, not a true father. But how much more, he said, will your father which is in heaven. And Father, we thank you for the how much more. And we thank you, Father, today that we know and trust you. And Father, if earthly fathers can be this merciful and be this kind and be this willing to supply, how much more? How much more are you? How much more are you for the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith? How much more for those who sit at your right hand, Father? So that every time you look over and you see Jesus, you see us. And every time that you see us, you see Jesus. For we're seated together with him in that heavenly place. Father, we call for the death of Uzziah. We call, Father, that the vision of this will bring us into the place to where we see you as we've never seen you before. To where we arise and shine. To where the light of your presence, Father, fills our lives, fills the very essence of who we are. Father, that we breathe your life in and out, not just the natural life that you've given us, but the Zoe life, the living life of which you're the source. And Father, that we might be light bringers, that your light would so shine within us. You said that men may see the works that we do and the things that we do, but Father, give you the glory and the honor and the praise, because they will know that in the natural that these things cannot be done and cannot be accomplished through mere mortal man. But Father, all glory and honor belongs to you. For Father, we thank you that you're a supernatural God who does supernatural things. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we do not worship angels and appearances and all of these things, but Father, we count it as your confirmations again to us that you are with us despite what the governments may be doing, despite what's may be happening in the Middle East, despite what may be going on, Father, raging around us, though the storm be raging, we are sheltered in your arms. And Father, you have not rocked us to sleep, but Father, you have loved us to life. And Father, in that love and in that life, we will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. And we will do so with boldness. We will do so with authority. We will do so, Father God, without intimidation, our yea being yea, our nay being nay. Father, not backed into a corner. Father, not put in a position to where we compromise. but Father, in a place to where we had rather die than compromise. We had rather die than conform. Father, that we are so sold out, and Father, so all in regarding you and what you're doing and your kingdom here upon this earth and the kingdom that is to come. Father, that nothing else matters. And Father, in the name of Jesus, a people with this vision, this attitude, this heart, this desire, this willingness, Father, cannot be defeated. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the victory, for you always cause us to triumph in everything. In Jesus' name we ask it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you ready to sell out? Are you ready to go all in? Oh, come on, church. Listen. Listen. Are you ready to let Uzziah die? Are you ready to put the death blow? Or to let the God of the universe put the death blow to Uzziah? Are you ready for God to arise in his light and in his glory in the midst? Well, you know, as we used to hear in the Pentecostal circles, we're coming to that place to where it's going to be a defining line, where it's going to be a demarcation drawn, and basically it'll be what they used to say, you'll either get in or you'll get out, or you'll get run over. Amen. I mean, ready or not, here he comes. Amen. Ready or not, here he comes. And let me tell you something right now. He's not coming in a little bit. He's coming big time. Big time. He's not coming in showers of blessings. He's coming in a frog strangler. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you kikemahata basotoraba semete bekisti de bosohota manke te besto sake bresi nemo manke te eke rusti basakaya manda okora masebre yesu la kasaha prada masse benkere tusti shikele bahasa e lo kola basanta e la kasata amatose bre lo moshakata andele masata. Glory to God. Hashemata. Has not my word said that he that letteth will let until such a time? Well, that time is here now, and the let will be removed, and yea, my spirit shall flow forth as it has never flown before here in this earth. Pentecost will be made to look as if it was just a light thing, because my glory will be revealed in this earth, even as my word is said, as truly as I live. I've sworn by myself, I cannot lie. I am the Lord. I am truth. And my truth prevails even in this day, in the midst of the lies that are told and said, in the midst of all of the deceit that may be on the face of the earth. My truth reigns supreme, and I have declared it to be so. I have said that the glory of myself will fill this earth. And I would say unto you this day, prepare your heart, prepare your life, prepare your household. Look not at the circumstance, look at me, for I will give you all that you need in wisdom and understanding to do what needs to be done to prepare yourself, for you will need endurance in these times. You will need to do what is necessary to be done. For I say unto you that the days of the small thing is over. I say to you the days of the little thing is past. I say to you that this that is coming upon you, you have not yet even imagined. Has not my word said that I am the greater one? And if I am the greater one, I will do great things in the earth and in your midst, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and praise him for that. Lift your hands and praise him for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
Kustima saporto ridibe kitibo saha. Gloshimakata saharabata sata.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God in heaven above. Kusha yanama sabroto soma takadebi si dibiri kid si eramata. Solamakata shabedekiata sotorabaka.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you genuinely want this, if you genuinely want this, if this is something that you genuinely want, listen, you know, glory to God. Are you serious or are you fooling around? That's just the bottom line. Are you serious or are you fooling around? Because this is not time to fool around, because you don't want to fool around with this. This is life. This is glory to God. This is a source of power. My Lord in heaven above. Ka she my to bo ste bre moto samahata. Glory to God. You know what? I just got a vision of this in my mind when it came. I was watching a little documentary thing, and it showed the atomic bomb being dropped on one of the cities it was dropped on, and you know how awesome and powerful it was and all this other stuff. And they went on to give all these statistics and the most powerful thing that's ever hit the earth. No, 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 no. The most powerful thing that's ever hit this earth, praise God, is God's glory, God's presence, praise the Lord. And it is coming. It's coming. It's coming like an asteroid. It's coming like a meteor. It's coming like a comet. It's going to impact this entire world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The governments think they're in control. They're not. The governments think they're in control. They're not. The kingdoms think they're in control. They're not. The military thinks they're in control. They're not. Glory to God. They all think they've got the finger on the button. They don't. God does. God does. And he's ready to push launch. Glory, he's ready to push launch. Hallelujah. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't you dare 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 miss it. You do. You listen. You hear. You see. God's going to be speaking to you. He's going to be giving you instructions by the Spirit to prepare things ahead of time. He's going to be giving you instructions. And not just prepare things ahead of time for what's coming on the earth, but prepare things ahead of time for what's coming in the Spirit. I see this coming. And, you know, it mentioned it in the beginning, and it was mentioned on Sunday, but I see it coming. You know, in David's tabernacle was in Houston in service 24 hours of the day. There were people there. The priests were ministering. There were singers there 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week. Didn't close. Didn't close. The veil had been removed. Jesus removed that. I mean, David had removed that. So the ark was there. And they ministered before the presence of God 24 hours a day. Church, none of us have the foggiest. We see glimpses of it. We and I'm sorry if I'm going on, but it's just so much. I see it and hear it at the same time. We've got glimpses of it. And we get excited about it. But oh my God, in heaven above, phew. Ola mata santa, glory to God. Amen. Shande maka ota saha, glory to God. If you're serious, if you're genuinely serious. And I'm not talking about, you know, altar call serious to where, you know, well, I'm going to come up because I don't want anybody to see me. If you're not serious, you know, let's just be real. You know, just say, hey, I'm just not right now. I just can't commit that far. I just can't let go that deep. You know, we appreciate that. You know, God's not going to quit loving you because of it. He's just going to work on you harder. Yeah, he's just going to work on your heart. But if you're serious, let's come up here and let's close this out up here in the front. If you're serious, Not fooling around. I'm serious. I'm serious. I want Uzziah dead and off my throne in Jesus' name. I want self-rule to cease. I want self-sufficiency to go. I don't want anything or anybody else that's going to be able. Glory to God.
A bit about this Sunday morning, the word of the Lord concerning this, how consecration and dedication. Remember that? Consecration and dedication. And that's what he's talking about tonight. It's the same thing. Same thing. So let's do this. Do this, Dad. Hallelujah.
For you've presented yourself this night before me, and behold, my eyes look and gaze upon you, but not just at your outward appearance, for my word is said that I look upon the heart. And behold, I know the inner workings of your very being. And I say to you that you who have surrendered in your spirit, in your heart, and have trusted me now to take control, and have taken your hands off, and have said, even as my servant said tonight, that the self and the self-sufficiency that is within you ceases to exist, allowed to be put to death, so that my life may reign supreme in you. Then I will come to you and I will visit you and I will bring you to that place of consecration before me.
Hallelujah.
To where the things that have seemed important to you and have been a distraction to you will no longer matter. To where you will not desire these things any longer, but your desire will be turned to me. And when your desire is turned to me, all that you will ever need will be found. This and that, it matters not. It will be in abundance to you. For am I not the God of abundance? It belongs to me. The devil may reign in the world system, but has not my word said that the earth is mine and the fullness thereof? Can I not do what I have said? For surely am I not the Lord your God? Am I not he who sits high and lifted up upon the throne? Am I not he who has called you unto myself? For I say that I am the Lord, and beside me there is none other. And I will visit you who are sure of heart and whose lips are clean before me for this night, even as I came by my spirit of grace through my heavenly messenger and placed the coal upon the lips of my servant Isaiah and awakened his heart. Will I do so unto you now? I will place my grace upon your lips, and your heart will be quickened unto me, and you will begin to burn for me from this night forth in a way that you have not yet. For this is my time in you, and your time in me, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 You need to just lift your hands and your heart and receive that right now. And receive that right now in Jesus' name. Receive that right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's some of you actually going to feel your lips burn. Some of you are actually going to feel this. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. What did the men on the road to Emmaus say when they walked with Jesus? They said, didn't our hearts burn within us? Didn't our hearts burn within us? Man, if you want divine heartburn, you get with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you. Hadnabote shibataha. Kulolomo sabarindibu stipika sutihi stibaha.
colle de manchin grisomo, tats de le man si dicema, e la secondo ramassa bacchete e susti chienama. Oh, hasciabalacata sabototo, mesti brichi, istolo, sande bacata eto, sai che e roscichi la bassa, glora massata. Empty no more, empty no more, empty no more, empty no more, being filled, being filled. Pouring out, being filled, empty no more, empty no more, being poured out, filled, 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 overflow, overflow, overflow. Yes, sabata, elesciuto, moca, basi, ite, erinino, mose, bate, ikirundo, sande, becambata, sete, istikurishama, mose, le mange, brito, sobrata, elecocine, kebad, sindema, polacasta, tebra, e lo shonda, kata. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We receive. Thank you, Lord. We receive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. Made alive, anew, afresh. Made alive. Made alive, anew, fresh in Jesus' name. Made alive, new, afresh in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I sow healing, 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 I reap healing, I reap healing, I reap healing, I sow healing, I reap healing, I sow healing, I reap healing, I sow healing, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, Shamakabas, Telema. Bostiki sirinde, mostili mosho, bonta kanama tosene, bote sibrene makate, istoshene kaba, sondora ne misti brigamo sotto, elenamo simbre, songo tostande limiti boshenema, ela cosatande rimosi, bisti kunde stamara tosenema, cosine malacandera, nistoro domo sonde, mocaste ele mosha, hallelujah. Glory to God, Fashemo Tosa, Monte Lehista, Brema Sata, sold out, sold out, Kushini Mata, Pasto Koturi Nishibaha, Kolanama Sotehitama. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, emptied up to be filling up, emptied out to be filled up, emptied out to be filled, emptied out to be filled up in Jesus' name. Emptied out to be filled up in Jesus' name. Ashtimo Sabalata. Heronistibasha, Alanokoma Santa, emptied up to be filled. Oh, Shayashaba, Ashemata, Morta Solabakata, Silimanta Shebataha. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I feel strong in the Lord. I feel strong in the Lord. I feel strong in His presence. I feel strong in His presence. Glory to God. I feel strong in His presence. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Astivo sotare di brikishimata paha. Sonde elama santa. Koshelama. Much ahead, much ahead, much ahead, much ahead. Much ahead.
Much, much.
Oleboshikama. Esturi shimanata. Glory to God. Much ahead, much ahead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Kosti masatara, romo sarke taboli bosti kese himata, astingri nemo shelema, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what I hear the Lord saying? You know what happens when you get sold out? You need to get restocked. Glory to God. That's, I hear that, sold out, but about to be restocked.
Old stock's gone. The old stock's gone. Yeah, we, oh, glory to God. Sold out, restocked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You receive that? You receive that? Sold out. Now, I don't know. I know what he's restocking it with, but the old stock's not worth anything. All it's worth is to be thrown out. That's what he's going to restock the very shelves of your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come here.
Thank you, Lord.
Tense fotaki dindende, vron zubiki vranda, livrustite poso pakashti monobaba, ivresi fifivendes di tange bontoso, ivrestere barefranso ike.
So keep your ear turned and tuned into me, says the Spirit of God, and be listening, because I will speak to you. In fact, not only will I speak to you, but I will show you these things that you have asked of me. And when I show you, they may require adjustments in your plans, but if you'll lay down your plans and pick up my plans as I show them to you, it will be great, and it won't just be great, it will be glorious, says the Spirit of God.
The Spirit of seeing and knowing come upon you. The Spirit of seeing and knowing. May you see, and then you'll know. You'll see, and then you'll know. You'll see, and then you'll speak. You'll see, and then you'll act. And the kingdom will be increased in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For this time. For this time. For this time. You're not here by accident.
Restocking. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for the continued work. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
That it just continues. Father, it continues. It continues. Glory to God. Let me tell you what I just heard. Complete overhaul. Complete overhaul. Glory to God. We're not just changing spark plugs here. It's complete overhaul. Amen. Complete overhaul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You hadn't been counted out, so don't count yourself out. You hear me? You hadn't been counted out, so don't count yourself. Now that's a nugget. Yes. Glory to God. Easy to lose. You know, we don't esteem ourselves, but it's easy to lose hope sometimes in situations, and feel like that you don't count, and feel like that because things don't happen the way that you want them to happen or envision that they would happen, that you've been counted out. But you haven't been counted out. So don't count yourself out. Amen. Don't count yourself out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Gloria makata robosti e telemo sakambre naesta kinsilimo turabata sata e te shikita bola makata. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are seeds planted in your heart that cannot be denied. Seeds planted in your heart that cannot be denied. Seeds planted in your heart that will not be desired. Amen. That will not be denied. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I was totally handsome. Everybody dead, that includes you too. Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Ele me stibri kusiana mande di kedaba. Sandale mo kodibiti sinirgo sande e talamosha. Pala mo kodibi tesundoloe. There is reserved for the faithful ones a reward that I alone will give. And you have been faithful. Continue in the way, for you do so from the heart of a servant. And a servant's heart is near my own. For I have allowed my own self through my own son to be a servant of all. And has not my word said to be great in the kingdom is to become the servant of all. And my reward is great for such a one, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The eagle's nest going to come down?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
No crows.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fret not. Let not what you see with your eyes cause you to doubt in your heart, for what you have committed unto me, have I not said that I keep against that day? And I have kept it, every prayer, every decree, every agreement and confession that you have made. For you shall not suffer loss in these areas, for the enemy would lie to you and try to deny you the joy of seeing the salvation of the Lord in the midst of all those that you love and have lifted before me. Rejoice, for even as it was told, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just call healing, Father, upon Scott's body. Father, I thank you and declare that his ears are open and made clear, able to hear even the sound of a pin dropping. Ostimo kuturo sabadete e kindi mushinkebata saholabata. Korine sibosta kosende eleman samonkidira. Istosti lemo sibata e kiri mista. Son conte elema santa. Yeah, I've seen you. I've seen you when nobody else has. I've seen you in the dead of night. I've heard you when you've called upon me. I've seen you as you have read and have sought, seek to know me more, and I've marked it in what you've desired and what you are desiring. I'm more than willing to give, more than able to do so, and will do. For I say to you this night that as you, as my word has declared, continue to draw near to me, I will continue to draw near to you. And it's in these times that I'll begin to reveal things to you that you've desired to see and know. Not the spectacular, but the supernatural. In such a way that you will be drawn closer to me and to my heart, and that you will become in the kingdom what you were designated from your mother's womb to become. Oh yeah, other things have tried to pull you away. Other religions have tried to sit upon the throne of your heart. But I had chosen you before you chose me. You made a wise choice, and the fruit of that choice will be known in your life and also in your family. In Jesus' name, I call healing. I call healing in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Stretch your hand this way and declare,
in the name of Jesus,
loose and let go.
In Jesus'
name. Loose and let go in Jesus' name. Kunomasa. Perinishibikiba. Mele mostabansidi. Tishtirushirana. Kimona salenge etostafa. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is a miracle working God. Glory to God.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
He's a healing Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He's a healing Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Passing the baton. You quit. Hallelujah. Well, we're not waiting, are we? Because revival's here. Not waiting on it. I'm glad that he showed up. What about you? Amen. Well, let's sow our seed tonight. And Scott, take that clock down. Unplug it. Throw it in the trash. I'm not going to hold God up, are we? Am I looking at a clock? Well, sweetie. Come on.
Jesus, praise God.
Can we have revival on a Wednesday night? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Better enjoy it, because pretty soon it's going to be Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. I want to remind you,